Good health to all from Rexall. Hello, Rexall Drug Program. Gary Moore speaking.
Hello, Gary. This is Jimmy.
Jimmy Durante, where are you?
I'm home taking a bath. But the door on the locked room door? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
A long night tonight. Jimmy Durante, where are you?
I'm home taking a bath, but the lock on the bathroom door is broke.
But suppose it is. What's taking you so long?
Junior, did you ever try to take a bath leaning against the door?
Yes, from Hollywood, it's the nose and the haircut. Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore. With Suzanne Ellers, Roy Barbie and his orchestra, and yours truly, Howard Petrie. Brought to you by 10,000 Rexall drugstores, who carry the complete line of top quality Rexall drug products. Ladies and gentlemen, this week the editors of Life magazine took a look at the young co-star of our show and decided that his picture should be on the cover of Popular Mechanics. And here he is, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my friends, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A very jolly May the 23rd to you all. And as for you, Howard, my little tour-a-lural, and when I say tour-a-lural, I mean it's quite a tour around your lural. It doesn't matter in the least to me what the editors of Life think of me. I'm starting my own magazine pretty soon.
Oh, really? What's the name of it?
Well, you've heard of 17, the magazine for young girls, Vogue, the magazine for women, and Esquire, the magazine for men.
Yeah.
Mine is called The Magazine for Schmoes. Quite a thing. It's one of those pocket magazines, Howard. I haven't got time for one of those big ones like the Saturday Evening Post or the Home Companion.
Home Companion? Home Companion? I must have a Home Companion! I've got to have a Home Companion!
Oh, gee, that poor Tommy Manville. Run out so quickly. But getting back to my magazine, Howard.
Yeah, tell me something, Gary. If it's going to be like the Reader's Digest, is it going to have one of those articles like the most unforgettable character I ever met?
Well, almost like it, Howard. I'm going to have an article written by a cannibal. It's called The Most Unforgettable Reader I Ever Digested. I distinctly heard a groan down there. Quite nice, but the most important of all, Howard, the most important thing in the magazine is the advertising. I'm going to have all the famous ads that people like to read, like the one that says,
"She's lovely, she's engaged, she uses soap."
And thank you, Marjorie May.
But, Gary, if it's one of those little magazines, you won't have much room for those big ads.
Well, we're going to have to cut them down a little, of course, Howard. Instead of a farmer holding up a tobacco leaf, I only have a midget holding up a cigarette butt. And the Men of Distinction ads will simply become... And thank you again, Marjorie May.
Okay, Gary, so you're going to have ads. But what about popular appeal? You just got to have some movie stuff in there.
Oh, that we'll have too, Howard. A weekly movie section. And in my first issue, I'm carrying some wonderful news. They're planning a sequel to that new Van Johnson picture, High Barbaree, entitled...
No Kumquats.
Isn't that great? And I'll bet you folks thought that High Barbaree was a story about a tall lady barber. Well, if I talk about my magazine, we can always send to America's favorite cinema boy, Jimmy Durante, in person.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Even when things go wrong, better, you even look better. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Who gave Lassie a ticket? I don't mind Lassie being here, but she's got the first four rows filled with puppies. But, Gary, right after the program tonight, I got a surprise for you.
Oh, what is it, Jim?
I want you to come over to my house for a wild duck dinner.
Oh, I'm crazy about wild duck. Is it going to be a formal dinner? I mean, will it be appropriate to wear a black tie?
Indeed it will. The duck is dead. After I shot five times and missed, it died laughing.
Practicing in your backyard, were you?
Are you Josh and Junior? Why, I just got back from a four-day hunting trip to the wilds of Pismo Beach. I was really roughing it. I carried a hunting knife, a shotgun, a vacuum cleaner, a raffle baker, a Murphy bed, and a set of hair curlers. Murphy is very fussy about his hair.
You were really roughing it, eh?
You said it. For 3 days, I lived on nothing but milk from a Persian cat.
Oh, wait a minute, Jimmy. How do you get milk from a Persian cat?
You take away the saucer. Randy, you should be on the radio. But believe me, Junior, I was desperate. If I hadn't shot a beaver, I'd have starved to death.
A beaver? Jimmy, they're no good for food. Hunters make hats out of beavers.
They make hats out of beavers? Why, that's amazing.
Well, what's amazing?
How do they train them to stop growing at 6 7/8?
Weak oval team. I don't know. I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up. But
wait a minute. That's my line. He not only gets to laugh, he takes my straight line, too.
Sorry, Jim, what were you saying?
I said the most amazing experience of my entire hunting trip occurred on the fourth day. I found the loveliest little babbling brook. And in no time at all, there was two salmon flying over an open fire. Just then I heard a footstep behind me and a voice said...
Just a minute, Bud. Can't you see that sign, no fishing allowed?
I wasn't fishing, Mr. Game Warden.
So? Then how did those two salmon get into your frying pan?
Suicide pact. They'll do anything to get away from Del Monte.
Well, them salmon are under 14 inches. Throw them back, wise guy. And the next time I catch you pulling them in under 14 inches, I'll give you a summons.
Well, Gary, where did he go? He must have fallen a crack. Well, Gary, I threw the salmon back, and then a strange thing happened. The most beautiful creature I ever saw stepped out of the river, brushing the water out of her long golden tresses and her fig leaves. She turned to me and said,
"Hello. Where have you been all my life?"
Wait a minute. How tall are you?
5'4½"
Thank goodness. For a minute, I thought I'd have to throw you back.
You're a man, aren't you?
If I'm not, I'm sure fooling my scoutmaster. Pardon me for mentioning this, but you need a new dress. That one you got on is worn down to the shoulders.
I've never seen a man before. Look into my eyes. Deep into my eyes.
Which part, the whites or the yolks? He's got me under the spell.
I'm mad about you. I love your hair. I love your eyes. I love your cute little button nose.
Button nose? Or is you making a molehill out of a mountain?
Oh, you do like me, don't you?
Like you? You're the best thing I ever caught with the bait I got.
I want you to love me.
What can I do? I'm under a spell.
That lovely piano come from?
Poetic license, which is out of Petrilla's jurisdiction. Take a knell, take a note, then take a beat. Take a wubble you, another wubble you, another wubble you.
Ah, your spelling is divine.
Take a pond, a bench beneath the tree. Do that L-O-B, then add a knee.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, there's more. Take a girl a ring, a little I do.
a house in the country for just me and you. And then soon there will be one, two, or three. Little W. Oh, I feel so no-coverish.
Ah, oh, what a masterful touch. When you play like that, it's as though you were playing on my heartstrings. I feel as though I want to be kissed.
This kid must be suffering from an overdose of sense-end. But let's talk about you, my little wood nymph. Tell me about yourself, your dreams, your struggles, your telephone number.
Oh, but I have no telephone. I'm a creature of nature. The forest is my home. The wooded valleys are my dining room. The weeping willows are my boudoir.
Have you got a vacancy downstairs? Oh, just a little place to hang my hat and a few friends.
Oh, you must forgive me if I seem impetuous. No man has ever been in these mountains before. And when you play like that, it does something to me. I can't fight it any longer. Kiss me. What? What are you thinking?
Somebody has been in these mountains before. Take a girl called me a little I do.
Oh, yes.
A house in the country for just me and you. And then there will be one, two, or three. Little wobble you, little wobble you, little wobble you.
You can always be sure it's Durante and Moore when you hear a tremendous ovation. And that applause gives the sign to pause for Rexall identification.
The name Rexall identifies everything fine in drugs. The Rexall is the name of that large and respected family of fine drug products that are sold only in Rexall drugstores. There is a fine Rexall drug product for every individual need. For a fine therapeutic vitamin, take Rexall vitamin. For a fine aspirin, take Rexall aspirin. For a fine toothpaste, take Rexall toothpaste. Let the name Rexall identify everything fine in drugs for you. Learn to insist upon Rexall identification. For Rexall is your constant guarantee of safe, sure, pure drug products. The finest that science and pharmaceutical skill can produce. So, remember,
if you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, try the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all. From Rexall.
Ladies and gentlemen, the advent of vacation time draws nigh apace. I stuck that in when the writers wasn't looking. And in keeping with the season, Mr. Gary Moore will now present a special vacation travelogue entitled Around the World in 90 Days, or... Take a trip for ourselves. We lose more sound men that way.
That's our Aunt James.
Pray do, Junior. Meanwhile, I must run home and get a handkerchief. I just saw Lucille fall.
No!
I leave now, leaving the audience hysterical.
Thank you very much, James. And ladies and gentlemen, get the walk on that Durante, will you? Wearing a new pair of shoes. But, my friends, worldwide tourist travel is now available for offer. So tonight I'm opening the Gary Moore Travel Bureau featuring a brand new attraction, Trips Around the World by Blimp.
Oh, that sounds PQ. Can I buy the first ticket?
Well, aren't you nice? You brought your own Blimp. Out here with your gondolas dragging. However, come with me, young man, as I give you a preview of the world's vacation spot.
Oh, Pip Dandy.
After a few hours flying time, we find ourselves soaring over beautiful Spain. As we fly low, we see a friendly native woman smiling up at us. With a happy grin on her face, she calls out a friendly greeting.
Ah! Drop dead!
Just a moment, madam. Just a moment. Whom are you?
I'm a Spanish dancer. They call me Old Fandango.
Well, fan your Old Dango someplace else. We're on a tour here.
I don't like Spain much. Couldn't we try Italy?
Well, it's your money, young man. Go! Turning a sharp left, we find ourselves landing in beautiful Italy. Ah, Italy. In the words of the famous poet, what a tangled web we weave, Louis Prima. And in a few minutes, we find ourselves flying over famed Vesuvius.
Vesuvius? Oh, thank you, Vesuvius.
And as we look down to the yawning crater of Vesuvius, we hear a strangely familiar voice.
And in conclusion, my friend, I say thank you very much.
Well, what do you know? Henry Wallace is making a speech down there, too. But continuing on our way, we soon arrive in the Swiss Alps, where we stop only long enough to try out the famous echo.
Oh, gee whiz, let me hear you try.
Okay, I'll try the echo. Hello up there.
Hello up there.
It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you.
We bring you bountiful felicitations and grandiose platitudes on this extremely exuberating, exhilarating, and unctuous occasion.
Now, wait a minute. We got a union.
And thank you again, Marjorie May.
Let's get out of here. I don't like a country that talks back at you.
It's your money, young man. So... Heading northward again, we set out for England, going slightly out of our way to pass over the beautiful land of Holland.
Oh, looky. There's a beautiful little Dutch girl down there.
Yes, sir. Have you ever kissed a girl in wooden shoes?
Wooden shoes?
Yes, I would. Wooden shoes? We have the makings of another Abbott and Costello here. But upon reaching England, we set our blimp down lightly opposite historic Westminster Abbey. But we pause to listen to the famous tones of Big Ben as it tolls the hour.
It's 2 o'clock. Tip, blue and watch time. Rather.
Thank you. For including that joke in the program, friends, they're going to send us a free Westminster Abbey. Gem of sophisticated humor, we head back to the States, our little vacation preview completed. Now, young man, if any of the places we saw appeal to you as a vacation spot, I'll be glad to sell you the ticket.
Oh, goody. Now, here's my whole life savings, $35.
$35?
Yes. Now, tell me, for that much, where could I go? Across the bay from Bengal? Across the sea from Siam?
I got news for you, kid.
Where could I go?
Across the alley from the Alamo.
Thank you, Gary, for that fascinating travelogue. And now here's Suzanne Ellis, our Rexall singing star. Sing, Susie. Sing.
They can convince me that you're not a dream. No matter how they try, not even when they say, I'm a star. summer sun.
Everything fine in drugs. For Rexall is the name of that large and respected family of fine drug products that are sold only in Rexall drugstores. For example, if you suffer from an acid stomach condition,
take Rexall Bismarex. That settles it.
Yes, for acid indigestion, dyspepsia, or heartburn, take Rexall Bismarex. That settles it. Because Rexall Bismarex contains four alkalizers, one fast-acting for prompt relief, and three slow-acting to continue the effect for a prolonged period. You'll find you'll feel better quickly with Rexall Bismarex. You yourself can prove it. Let the quality of one Rexall product tell the quality story for all Rexall products. Ask for Rexall Bismarex. And remember,
if you want to be sure that the price is sure when you ask for the preparation, try the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Harrison, I hate to break the mood of the program, but I'm standing here tonight perturbed, dejected, and tormented.
Oh, what's wrong, Jim?
Every star in town gets invited to the parties at Atwater Kent's house. How come when? Never ask.
Jim, if you remember, I took you up there once and we were thrown out at the front door.
And why? Just because I wasn't wearing a white tie with my dinner jacket?
Worse than that, old man. You had no sleeves in your sweatshirt.
I should never have shown that butler my risky tattoo.
Never want to lock that bathroom door. Here we are.
But just once, I'd like to have my picture taken in a magazine at one of them high-class parties.
Oh, Mr. Durante, I heard what you just said, and I came here to take your picture for a national magazine.
Hold still now.
Okay, I got it.
It's very flattering. What's it for?
Well, you know those pictures that say underneath before and after?
Yeah, what's it going to say under mine?
Never.
Now, there's the kind of a guy who would sprinkle sneezing powder on your buddy poppy. But you didn't answer my question, Junior. Why aren't we invited to them swanky parties?
Jimmy, the only way we'll ever get into one of those parties is through the back door. Now, look, why don't we open a catering service and become butlers? Then we can get into every social event in town.
Junior, you're a genius.
Yeah.
They'll never know us from real butlers. Why, I come from a long line of waiters.
You come from a long line of waiters?
Yes, my family were Republicans.
Let's get over to our catering office and wait for somebody to throw a party.
I'm with you, Junior. Let's go.
Luckily, it was just around the corner.
Well, I hope somebody calls us for a party soon. I can hardly wait to rub hoi with the pillory. I'll knock their eyes out with my tomato surprise.
Jim, in society, you never say tomato. It's always tomato.
Tomato? Mm-hmm. As Funk told Ragnalds about this.
Jim, tomato and tomato are just the same. It's just like pajama and pajama. There's no difference.
Oh, yeah? Did you ever try sleeping in a pair of tomatoes? My boy, like a Idaho potato.
Well, you've got an awful lot to rumble. Excuse me, I'll get it. Durante Moore Catering Service, hello.
How do you? I am Mrs. Jeremiah Pennyworth, dame to Rich Buckingham, Nottingham, a head of Weather's Cross Show, Picklewitz, endlessly a satin bottom with a weather, the third.
Well, what's on your mind, Bucket Pants?
Me. I'm having a large gathering tonight, and I need service. Do you know how to serve a stew?
You just prop him up and feed him with a spoon.
Enough of your drivel. I'll expect you at 8. Goodbye.
Well, we made it, Junior. At last we can mingle with the best of the upper crust. Like Lucius Beebe, Elster Maxwell, Atwater Kent, and Muscles McGonagall.
Muscles McGonagall? What does he do in society?
He works the drawstring on Lady Mendel's tea bag.
Well, come on, let's go over to Mrs. Witherwather's house. Ah, how do you do, madam? How do you do, madam? We are from the catering service.
My word! You mean you two tramps are supposed to be society butlers?
What do you mean, tramps? Is there any reason why I shouldn't be in society? Well, answer the question. Is there any reason I shouldn't be in society?
We have just lost $64 in a set of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
It is preposterous. You call yourselves butlers. Why, I could do a better job tending on my head.
Madam, with those legs, I wouldn't try it.
That's my Jimmy who said that.
Enough of this. Now, guests are waiting to be served. Now, off to the dining room.
Come on, Junior. I'll open the dining room door.
Ham hocks and turnip greens. Ham hocks and turnip greens. Ham hocks and turnip greens. Nothing I like about the South. Howard, we're putting on the play. Why do you come in here shouting that?
I don't know. Phil Harris did it, and he got his own program.
You'll have to excuse him, folks. A horrible thing happened to him as a child. He lived.
Look, Jimmy. Jimmy, there's a photographer taking pictures for the magazines. Let's talk to one of the guests, and maybe he'll snap us, too. Tell me, sir, after tasting the meal we prepared, how do you feel?
Low, mighty feeling I am.
Wait a minute. You're the fellow who always says I'm feeling mighty low. Why did you read the line backwards?
I got a left-handed typewriter.
Jim, the photographer's moving. Don't let him get away.
Okay. Say, mister, don't you want to take our pictures for the society section?
Sorry, it's too late for any more pictures. I haven't got a plate.
What do you mean you haven't got a plate? Go ahead and take our picture.
Oh, but I tell you, I haven't got a plate.
Now, listen, you fathead. Are you going to take our picture, or am I going to have to mop up the room with you?
Listen, I haven't got a plate. I'm going to bust you one. Junior, he knocked you down. What have you got to say?
Just like him, I haven't got a plate.
This is Howard Petrie again with those foremost Rexall reminders for the week. Remember, the name Rexall identifies everything fine in drugs. Remember, Rexall is the name of that large and respected family of fine drug products that are sold only in Rexall drugstores. Remember Rexall for your every drugstore need. Ask for Rexall Bismarck. Let the quality of one Rexall product tell the quality story for all Rexall products. Remember, Rexall is your constant guarantee of safe, sure, pure drug products. The finest that science and pharmaceutical skill can produce.
To say, Professor Peaton, I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs and a furthermore. Briago, he prefers them to buy Rexall. That's all. How do you do?
Yeah, never mind, please. Now, I got to go out and get myself some new clothes, and I've always admired the way you dress.
Well,
who's your tailor, anyhow?
Well, I spread the business around. I wear suits by Sears Roebuck, shoes by Hamacher Schlumacher, and shirts by Van Johnson.
You mean Van Heusen?
No, Van Johnson. When they get too tight for his neck, they're mine.
Good night, Mr. Durante.
Good night, Mr. Moore.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mrs. Halifax. Good night.
Well, that's all for tonight, folks. So goodbye now for Suzanne Ellis, Roy Boggy, and his orchestra. Yours truly, Howard Petrie.
And Jimmy Durante.
And Gary Moore. In
person. Show us next Friday. Same time, same Columbia station. Good health to all from Rexall. This program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan. This show is rebroadcast to our troops overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.